Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And you know what? I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us the opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you that listen to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico, Iraq. Welcome. Welcome all to those of you in Philippines that are listening. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast, and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So amen and amen. Tonight we are on part 5 of Revelation 17. And glory be to God. Wherever you're listening to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, once again, you have blessed us to gather together. Therefore, Lord God, we come together in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So therefore, Lord, we ask that by your Spirit, you will release unto us the understanding that we need. Help us, Lord God, as the speakers to deliver your word in rightly dividing it. And then bless the hearers that hear your word, Lord. Carry the word into their heart by your Spirit. So, Lord God, we thank you once again for your blessed word. And we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. We are on a 30-minute broadcast tonight, my brother and I, Brother Robert. We're going to go right on into the word. And my brother will join us shortly. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. And I am just really piggybacking off of what my brother has already said unto you. But I want to, you know, we want to get this thing over to you. Amen. And, you know, you may hear us repeat on it. Okay. But yes, still, the instructions stand. Hey, take it to the Lord. Amen. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. It's what we're looking at, and I want to say a little something on that, and then I will turn it over to the hands of my brother. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. And the word of God said, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, glory be to God, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. Now, we've already been talking to you. For those of you that are first-time listeners, hey, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to parts 1 to part 4. If you are on this God's Word to Man broadcast page, I think on your left side should be a God's Word to Man logo that you could click on and go to episodes, and it record all the episodes that we did. So, therefore, let me encourage you to listen to part 1 through 4. Because when you come in the middle or the end of something, many times it's hard for you to grasp what is being taught, you know, at hand. And so we've already informed you and about that this woman being this church, Roman Catholic Church, and glory be to God. And verse 5 is in describing what John the Revelator saw. He said, upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of all the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this was written, like he said, on her forehead. And once again, this woman he saw was not talking about a literal female. It was talking about a church. When Christ speaks of a church or churches, he symbolically calls them a woman or women. And so these words were written on her forehead. And first of all, we want to look at, it said, what? Mystery, okay? Now, I come to understand that before the Reformation, which we will talk about at another time, the word mystery was written in letters of gold on the front of the Pope's mitre, okay? Now, I want to read to you, in dealing with that, this Reverend Peter Jurian and Scott's commentary they have to say concerning that. But before I read it, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. Okay. Seem like we having some difficulties once again. Satan, we rebuke you. We come against you. We bind your work. We command you to cease in your maneuvers and your operation from hindering the broadcast, messing with the airwaves. In the name of Jesus, we command you right now to cease. Lord, we call on your power, your overruling power, because you are omnipotent. And Lord God, that you will cause this connection to be in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My brother, he may end up calling in again. Amen. Glory be to God. And we will definitely click him on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Now, I like I said, I wanted to read to you in dealing with what John the Revelator saw written on her forehead. It said mystery. And as I told you before, back before the Reformation, the word mystery was written in the letters of gold on the front of the post mitres. Okay. And I want to read to you what this Reverend Peter Jurian and on the Scott's commentary have to say in dealing with that particular thing. Amen. And once again, before I do that, let me patch my brother on. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Oh, blessing the Lord. Thank God that he blessed you to come on through. The devil didn't want you talking. He didn't want you talking. But once again, he's defeated. He's defeated.
Amen.
And we can continue to bring this pain to him. I'm getting ready to read to them. And I'm speaking on verse 5, piggybacking off what you said on verse 5. And I'm beginning to read to them about what this Reverend Peter Jurian and Scott's commentary had to say concerning the word mystery when it was written on the front of the Pope's mitre in letters of gold.
Yeah.
And glory to God. And so this is what they say on this. And those of you listening, I pray that you pay close attention. And this is what they said. They said, it is a very remarkable thing that the popes did sometimes bear this name, mystery, written in the forepart of their mitre. A Venetian author assures us of it. And Joseph Scaliger say that he has seen them so marked. Okay? So the popes, you know, they will write mystery on their mitre, okay, in letters of gold. So like I said, one thing about this church, they want to be seen, okay? They want to be seen. That's why all that gold and stuff you see displayed all up in there, they want to be seen, okay?
Amen.
And they're going to do what they do to be seen, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Their services is a mystery. When you know when they doing all this chanting in a foreign language and singing in the Latin tongue. See, even that's why this mystery thing about them also is such a mystery. They make everything a mystery. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's the amazing thing about God. You know, our God is so wise, okay? Because remember, and as my brother had pointed out to y'all, remember what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He said, the mystery of iniquity. See, all this go in together, okay?
Yes.
All this go in together.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Because both of them is apostate powers, okay? Jesus. Hallelujah. And they can only lead you to be lost.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now people, you know, y'all listen to us and y'all say, oh, man, there they go again. There they go again, talking that stuff again. Well, we have to proclaim the word of truth to you. Amen.
Amen.
And she's also called what? The mother of harlots, like my brother told you. First of all, we want to remember a mother. Now, you even look up a definition of the word mother. One of the definitions of the word mother means source or origin, okay? She is the source or origin of where these harlots come from.
Yeah.
And these are what? Churches.
Yep.
They're coming from her.
Amen.
And their being a harlot means they're willing to join themselves to anything or anybody for what? Pleasure and gain. Just
Amen.
Like who? Her. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See, that's what happens with a literal harlot. Why? What makes a harlot, one of the things, why do the harlot do what they do? That's the two main things, pleasure and gain. Okay?
Amen.
When you find
Amen.
A prostitute walking the street, what is that? Gain. Why? To get money. That's why they charge.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. But we be wanting to keep hush-hush on that stuff, but now it's time this has to come out. Okay? Another thing, and I want to say this last thing, and I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother. See, she's the source, she's the origin for where these harlots come from. And another thing we got to also understand, that a mother, get this, not only do a mother give birth to her offspring, but what else she does? She nourishes it, she teaches it, and she watches over it. Interesting, ain't it? So since she's the mother of harlots, what do that tell you? Like my brother said, They all that is this Roman Catholic Church, they going to go back to her.
Amen. They are.
A lot of this stuff that you seeing going on, she's connected to it.
Yeah.
Because that's what a mother does. A mother, once again, nourishes her offspring. She watches over the offspring and she teaches it. Okay. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop it there for right now, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, me and my brother, we talked to you about this church. Now, the reason why we're telling you about this, okay, because this year here is it's a year where everybody must make their decision. Thank you. This is your year to make your decision, whether
Amen.
You believe the things you say or not, okay, because the time of people is running out, okay. People's personal times is running out, okay. Your personal time as a person on this earth, okay, running out, and America's time is running out, okay, and Earth's time is running out, okay, and the devil knows that his time is short, okay. The devil knows that he don't
Amen.
Have long. This earth, okay, before he's put into that bottomless pit. We were telling you about that, right? So now,
Amen.
The devil, through his church, he has dominion in the earth, okay? He has dominion in most of the countries, and he has the ruling power in every place, even
Amen.
In Islam. Even in Islam.
Amen.
You hear me? they think they rule, but they ain't ruling. What is ruling is Islam. I mean, it's the Roman Catholic Church. They're ruling through all these people, okay? Because Islam don't even know that they are the children of Rome, okay?
Yeah.
Of the popes, okay? Of Roman Catholicism, they don't know. They think that we're just real religion, and we're Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But because the, you've been blinded, just like everybody else has been blinded, okay? And you looking at this, you looking at this, this church in all her splendor, just like everybody else is being mesmerized, okay? And wandering after the beast. You wandering after the beast just like everybody else is wandering after the beast, because that's the power that Satan has. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It was a woman, thank you, Jesus, that wrote about the devil appearing to her, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And this devil appeared to this woman because this woman was causing him so much distress in his kingdom. She was actually bringing people out of Satanism to Christ. People that had sworn oaths to Satan, people that had actually gave their whole life to Satan, had actually did all kind of horrendous things, okay, human sacrifice and everything. But the Lord brought some of those people out of Satanism, okay? I'm talking about real witches. I'm talking about real
Amen.
Witches, okay? Brought them out of it, okay? And she was causing him so much distress in his kingdom that the devil appeared to her himself. And I ain't talking about no demon, no demon. I'm talking about the devil himself appeared to her and told her, "Do you know what you're doing?"
Amen.
The devil asked, "Do you know what you're doing? Do you know that you better count? You better count the cost." The devil told us that he told us that you better count the cost, because it's gonna cost you for going against me this way, and I'm gonna make your life hard, okay? And that's what the devil did. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because then you causing the devil distress. That's what he does. Okay. Now, this devil, the Lord told me to tell people this, and I was at church, okay, Sunday, with my friend, okay, and he told me to tell him about, hallelujah, the devil having such things that we've been telling you. We've been telling you about the Roman Catholic Church, right? We've been telling you about the power of the beast, right? And all these countries
Amen.
That's following, right? All these kings that's following her, right? We've been telling you about the popes, okay, that he's the little horn, that he's the man of sin, right, that he's the son of perdition, right? We told you all those things, right?
Thank Amen.
You. We told you about the church is the mother of harlots, right? The
Amen.
Whore of all the earth.
Amen.
Only she did. The Lord charged her with making all the people in the all the inhabitants of the earth drunk with her wine of her fornication. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. This is no small charge that God is charging the Roman Catholic Church with, okay? And when the Lord said that, you better get away from that, because he's going to blast that organization, that demonic organization. He's going to blast it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You better get up. You better clear out of there.
Amen.
Just like the Lord told Moses, he said, tell everybody to get out of there, because I'm about to destroy everyone. Anybody that don't want to be destroyed better get out of there.
Amen.
He told Moses, and then Moses had to stand up and plead for the people. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, the Lord would do that to his own people. What do you think he's going to do to the devil? The devil.
Yeah.
The devil's organization. I'm talking about the real the devil's organization. If he would do that
Amen.
To his own people, he's going to blast his own people. You think he's not going to blast all these nations, all these kings, all these that's not his people? Do you think they're going to get off? No, they're not. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, he told me to tell
Amen.
You this, okay? that this dominion that you have given Satan, and that if you are part of any of his harlots, his little churches, you better come out of it. Come out
Amen.
Of her. In the name of Jesus, you better leave her. You better depart because this is the year, okay? And your time is getting short, okay? Hallelujah. You better get out of there before the mark of the beast comes. You better get out of there. You better
Amen.
Get out of these little churches, okay? They're called if you wonder why you have all this different confusion and derision in the world, it's because these churches don't belong to Christ. Now we've been hinting on that to you, and then I actually gave you the whole shotgun blast, okay? I told you the thing straight up, that these churches don't belong to him. But people get offended when you tell them that their churches don't belong to Christ. That's why you have all these different, and now we have told you that you where you came from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Told you where you came from. Right? We told you that it's possible that you are born again. Personally, you could be born again, okay? Individually, you can be born again of the water and the spirit, okay? You could be we told you that the Lord made it now necessary that anybody, if they want to, can get saved anywhere they want to get saved. You can be saved on your own without a minister being beside you, okay, without anybody being beside you. All you got to do is turn your face to Jesus and believe in him. And then if the real Jesus, the real Christ, will come to you and he will lead you, guide you, direct you, hallelujah, to somebody else that can help you out, okay? Because he got people on this earth, okay? But these churches don't belong to him. That's why you having all this confusion. That's why you having all this derision, okay? And this is why they all are lining up to follow her back. Follow right back to where they came from, okay? To go back where they came from. Those little harlots are hers. These little churches are hers. The Lutherans, all of them, Episcopalians, all of them.
Amen.
Down to the apostolics, okay? Now that might sound harsh, and I know a lot of people will probably want to challenge me on that.
Yeah.
And they say, "We have the Holy." Yes, you do have. You struggled hard to come out of her. You struggled hard to reform, but in truth, you are not the church. You are not the church of Christ. You might be born of Christ, okay? Individually, you are the body of Christ, the little people that's inside of these organizations, of these churches, are Christ's body, okay? But that church itself, the organizations, do not belong to Christ.
Amen.
I don't care whatever organization you call yourself, okay? If you're not established by the authority of Jesus Christ, that the same authority that the apostles have, you haven't been established by him. Because
Amen.
He told you that anybody could be saved in this earth. You can be saved, I can be saved, okay? Anybody could be, you could be saved anywhere at any time. You could be saved in your bathtub. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord and he'll save you. Thank you, Jesus. And he'll tell you how you can come closer to him, okay? But you're still not the church. Now, that hurts. I know it hurts. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thought we were just, no, you're not the church. But you'll fight tooth and nail to try to prove me wrong. You'll come against us with all your might. You'll say, oh, we're the church. We love Jesus. Yes, you do love, some of you do love Jesus. But that those churches that you are in are not the church of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Even if they call the church of Christ, they're not the church of Christ. And that's all the way from Lutheran, all the way to the apostolics, okay, or the Pentecostals, okay? Good Jesus.
Amen.
Now, And that's all I'm going to say about that tonight, okay? And I will try to elaborate on that later. But I want to tell you that because this is the time, this year is a pinpoint time, okay? It's a time where you got to make your decision. This is the year. 2021 is the year that you got to make your decision. Hallelujah. Together under one Christ. You understand me? You better find out where Christ, you better find out where his church is. You better gather together. Hallelujah. Because if you gather together, you'll be able to become his church, okay? Hallelujah. You'll be able to come unto truth, okay? But you can't come unto truth, hallelujah, if you are still, hallelujah, you're still the children of that demonic church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget, Brother Emmanuel Murphy, come on tonight at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow night at 7, me and my brother will be back. We got about two, maybe three at the most parts left of this part of the section. So, therefore, look for the advertisement tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be back with part 6 tomorrow night. Praise be to God. And we just thank God for all of you that have been listening. And we thank God above all that he has opened this door for us to get the word of God to you. So, once again, as for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hine. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.